Welcome to Sunday Painter. I'm your host Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art. This week, we'll be making an armhole painting. Have you ever watched an old Scooby-Doo episode and said, "That painting with eye holes for spying is all well and good, but what if I want to high-five my guests?" I know I have. Today I'm going to share with you my solution to this age-old problem. Here's what you'll need. Paint and paintbrushes, a doorway, a canvas the same width as the doorway, evening gloves, needle and thread, scissors, a sheet of MDF wood, hinges, and a gilt frame. Step 1. First things first. We're going to need to make a portrait painting to build our armhole painting around. You'll want the subject of your portrait to be someone inconspicuous, so your guests don't suspect any funny business. I've chosen my favourite monarch, Prince Nelson Rogers. You're gonna want to sketch out the shape of your subject with base colours, and then build up texture and detail over time. An important thing to remember is to frame your composition so you can see the subject's arms. Step 2. Once your painting is completely dry, choose where the armholes will be, and use scissors to cut two circles out of the canvas. Make sure the holes are big enough for your bristling forearms. You don't want to find out later on that you can't fit your guns inside the painting. Step 3. Put your evening gloves through the respective holes and use the needle and thread to stitch the gloves to the canvas. Step 4. Put the painting inside the frame and mount it over the doorway. A rule often used when hanging paintings is that the center point should be 1.5 meters above the ground. Normally, I like to break the rules, but like I said before, you don't want your guests to realize that something's up. Step 5. So no one can see your legs while you're operating the painting, we're going to want to build a fake wall below the painting. This is where the MDF comes in. Use the hinges to attach it to the doorframe, so you can still get in behind your portrait. You're going to want to paint the MDF the same colour as the surrounding wall. If it is a slightly different shade, not to worry, as in Scooby-Doo lore, this just means the audience might notice something fishy. Step 6. Now it's time to invite your friends around for an opening. Or should I say, your victims. At the opening, stand behind the painting, and when people come over to inspect it, give them a hearty high five. It may help to have an eye opening as well, to avoid any embarrassing accidents. There you have it, your very own armhole painting. If you want to do something different, I suggest a leg hole painting of a soccer player, or a nose hole painting to hang in the kitchen so you can smell when dinner is ready. Good work, gang. Now let's split up and look for cheese.